Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
John Hansen with the Block Club Chicago Report, and another Gibson's is going to be opening up. John?
Yep. Gibson's, of course, well known for a long time, and the restaurant group is going to open in the really hot Fulton Market District. Boy, they need another restaurant over there, don't they, Bob? Gibson's Tavern is going to offer an elevated take on a classic American cuisine. I never know what those things mean, but it sounds really good. It's in a vintage-inspired space with the vaulted ceilings like a lot of those buildings over there. It's a 15,000-square-foot restaurant inside 919 West Fulton. And they consider it refined tavern fare, classic comfort dishes, and of course, they got to have the steaks and the seafood and the unforgettable desserts. Mm-hmm. And the beverage program, which is more my speed, Bob, has nods to the Prohibition era, which is, of course, perfect in Chicago. And we love our renderings. They're up at blockclubchicago.org. They look pretty, Bob, and go Gibson's. We love it.
And they're opening, did you say, next fall?
Yes, next fall is the anticipated time.
In Fulton Market. In West Town, a new hangout for soccer fans. This sounds like a good spot.
I think people are pumped that something's going into the former Twisted Spoke. We chatted with you, Bob, about this a couple months ago when the famed location with the motorcycle and skeleton on the top of the roof closed down after the family just said, we ran it for a long time, it did great, and we're done in August after about 30 years in business. Well, a soccer house is going to move on in. It's going to show men's and women's soccer matches. We don't have a ton of soccer bars in Chicago. We got a couple. We got Cleo's in the Ukrainian Village, which I used to always go to. But this is going to be at 501 North Ogden. And the owner, who has previously worked for the U.S. Soccer Federation and the Chicago Fire, thought this would be a great way to bring viewing areas in. And one thing that I think is cool, Bob, is that they're going to be a restaurant still, just like Twisted Spoke was. And they want to match the cuisine to try and bring in the patrons of some of the teams that love it. Like if Spain is playing, what are some dishes that are classic Spanish
good
dishes?
Good idea.
They can maybe bring? I think it's a really cool idea. And they'll have three viewing areas as well. And of course, a lot of these games are like early in the mornings, right? Because of Friday, Saturdays, and the time changes for the European matches. So I think it'll be a really cool, different, hip spot to hang out at the soccer house.
501 North Ogden, just in time for the 2026 World Cup.
Oh, and right. Good point.
Finally, news from my old neighborhood, Albany Park and Haugen Elementary School.
Yeah, this is a longer read that you can dive into, but suffice to say, teachers and parents say that Haugen Elementary School is overcrowded to the point that they even have to do some counseling and some lessons in closets. Now, these are closets with windows. They're old, like, kind of small storage rooms, so I don't want to paint too grim a picture. CPS says it's not overcrowded. The parents say, well, there was a charter school down the street that just closed down. Can we move into there? That requires Illinois laws to change. So it's a deep story and a deep dive into overcrowding. And of course, we've covered schools, Bob, that are undercrowded. 40 students in a building that was built for 2000. So you can go to blockclubchicago.org for all of our CPS coverage. But the parents say they want more space. CPS says, no, we're good. So we'll keep on following this one, my friend.
We'll see. John Hansen, thank you. Enjoy the weekend.
You too, Bob.